At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard outdoor protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Oh, we're back. It's a Victory Tuesday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz at Chickies and Pete's on a Tuesday? Ike, the Eagles beat the Packers. Your thoughts, sir?
Victory!
That's my guy.
Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory. Fly, Eagles, fly, score a touchdown, 1, 2, 3. Hit 'em low, hit 'em high, and watch our Eagles fly. Fly, Eagles, fly, on the road to victory. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Woo! Here we are, Cheekies and Pete's in South Philly on a Tuesday. Normally here on a Monday, but it's Monday Night Football, so we're here on Tuesday. Birds win. Ike, I said to you, I think it was during a commercial break,
yes,
during yesterday's show, I said, here's what I want from the Eagles tonight. I was like, they got to give me a game where they're hitting on all cylinders and they win. And I could just go to bed totally fine with a smile on my face, or they got to lose. Mm-hmm. I was like, I can't have any of these games where I'm a little bit pissed off after the game. Well, they didn't live up to it, but they did give us a win, and it's always hard to win at Lambeau Field. Those guys get paid, too. Big win for the Eagles last night, Ike. Big win.
Yes.
Big win.
Yes. Hey, listen, was not pretty. Was not pretty, and we'll dive into the particulars, but the fact of the matter is they left Green Bay with a W. They're 7-2, and there's always room for improvement. I didn't expect that to be an easy game last night. I expected the offense to look a little more reminiscent of what they did the last time we saw them a couple weeks ago in those last two games against Minnesota and then the the New York Giants?
The New York Giants.
But the defense, how could you not be impressed what you saw from that defense last night? Jalen Phillips. Welcome. to Philadelphia, my brother. Welcome.
What a debut.
To the city of brotherly love. I don't know if you could have had a better debut. Maybe stripping the ball and scoring the game-winning touchdown, like from a defensive standpoint, maybe that would have made it better. Other than that, this guy out there last night, you could tell he was excited to be in the new environment that he's in. He has an opportunity to do something he hasn't done as a professional just yet, which is go out and win a championship. He wants to be a part of this thing. And last night he ingratiated himself not only with the city of Philadelphia, because we're going to love anybody that plays hard and relentlessly the way that Jalen Phillips seemed to play last night, but to his teammates, coming in as a big high-priced trade guy, former first-round draft pick that gave up a third-round pick. He's supposed to be coming in to somewhat save the day or rescue our ailing pass rush. Not everybody necessarily would receive that very well. I tell you what, but when you go out there and produce, they're going to welcome you with open arms. And last night, like I said, this kid gave us a great debut as a Philadelphia Eagle. And that defense last night on the road in Green Bay came up with big stop after big stop. The offense made a couple plays late in the game. Saquon got loose. Jalen hit Devontae for the touchdown. But the defense brought us home. The defense brought us home last night. That's the biggest takeaway I take away from the game last night, is that if this is the type of defense that we can build upon and play over the second half of the season, I feel very good about our chances come January, trying to get to February in Santa Clara. That's championship-style defense. I like that on the road. Let's not get mixed up and lost in the offense and not getting enough explosive plays and scoring touchdowns. I know that's what we're going to bellyache about today, and I understand it. Let's not get lost in that. Appreciate the type of defense we saw out there last night against that team in their stadium.
215-592-9494. So I mentioned, Ike, that I was hoping for like this, and the defense was awesome. Mm-hmm. And Jalen Phillips, it really just seemed like changed everything. I mean, they got a lot of pressure on the quarterback against the Giants.
Yeah.
But last night, he was involved. Even the plays he didn't make, it seemed like he was involved in. And it just puts everybody, when you bring in somebody that performs at that level, it sort of puts everybody in their right place, right? Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, Jalen Hunt doesn't have to be the best pass rusher out there. And I think they only had Nolan Smith out there for 20 snaps his first game back. But it just seems like everybody else, when you have the one guy who you know is the best guy out there, everybody else slots into the right place. So the defense was great. I think the biggest thing for me last night was, it just finally hit me after the game. So I watched the game, and we'll get to it a little bit later on. I was truly like pissed off about the decision, the fourth down decision with Sirianni. And I'm sitting there, and they won the game, and I just said to myself, I might have broken. It might just matter if they just win now. And it doesn't matter how it looks. Because it's just like week after week after week after week, I can say this is wrong or that's wrong. And the offense did not look very good at all. They had one really good drive, and that was about it. A couple of big plays in there. But maybe it's right. Like, maybe it just matters if they win, and it doesn't matter how they win. Because I don't know how many weeks I can come on the air and say it's not good, because I did it last year. And I came in and I said, it's not going to work if you don't do this. It's not going to work if you don't do that. And then, you know, 12 weeks later, we were, you know, at the Super Bowl parade.
Yeah.
And they clearly, whatever it is, whether it is the collection of talent they have, whether it is Nick Sirianni, whether it's maybe it's the culture, maybe it's a combination of all those things, it just seems like they figure out a way one way or the other to win, and it might not always be pretty, but they won the freaking game, and that's the point. I just don't know, and we will have time to get into all the things that didn't look good, but I'm finally at the point where there is something to be said for even if you're not playing particularly well, even if you're not dominating the opponent, mm-hmm. even if your pass game doesn't look great, if the run game, this, that, the other, they just won. And they figure out a way to win. And that is something that the greatest teams do. And they figure out a way to win.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome, I mean, crazy.
Welcome. Welcome to the club.
Well,
welcome to the club.
It's like, would
better
I like
late, all, better late than never.
Yes, yeah. And I don't know what to say. And like, it doesn't seem like – it just seems like they – and maybe it is talent. Maybe you have enough good players to – if you don't make mistakes at a certain point, one of your good players is going to make some big play like Saquon did or like Devontae did.
Yep.
Or and the other thing is that I was sort of – I thought the defense was going to get better as the season went on. But mm-hmm. I thought to myself, there's no way the defense is going to be – good at any time this year. But this is two straight games, and they with the Jalen Phillips addition, mm-hmm. that maybe the defense is going to be good. And it's
Big test coming up Sunday.
A huge test.
Big test.
And I also think the addition, I did not count on the addition of N'Kobe Dean being as big as it seems like it's been. Because
we almost forgot how good he was last year.
Yes.
Through our excitement for getting Jahad Campbell.
Yes.
And everybody's thinking about the possibilities of what he could do and what he could be. And those things still remain true. But what also still remains true is that N'Kobe Dean is the middle linebacker of this defense. He is virtually a captain on that side of the football as he is the quarterback of the defense over there. And he often sets the tone over there when it comes to playing on first and second down as that chief run defender. Like, that's what he is. Spike, you were saying something there, and, you know, in the moment of you speaking there, it dawned on me, right? It overcame me that, you know, there's only two other teams that I can remember thinking about in that way in which you just explained how you just succumbed to what the Eagles' formula for success looks like and what it's going to be. And that was the New England Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep.
They just win.
Yeah.
It's not always pretty. You know, New England did it for 20 years.
Yes.
So that's a long time. But people forgetting those first 10 years, 5-6 years of them winning, they just won. They just found ways to win. And if it meant Adam Vinatieri kicking a field goal late in the game, so be it. They didn't blow out everybody. They played great defense. They ran the football. And Tom Brady never made plays to lose games. He always made the right play. And that maybe that's in Kansas City. They've gone from being this explosive offense with Tyreek Hill and everything they did with winning their first Super Bowl to this methodical, you know, Andy and Patrick Mahomes sort of just scheming their way, dinking and dunking and playing good defense. They don't even running game. They didn't have a running game. Clyde Edwards-Helaire stunk as a running back. They found a way to win with him. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the Chiefs found a way to win 3 Super Bowls in 5 years or whatever it was by just doing it different ways. And maybe that's where the Eagles are, that they finally have figured out it may not always look the way we wanted to look or expected to look, but in the end, they win the majority of the time.
They've won 6 one-score games this year.
They just win.
Of their 7 games.
That's what they do.
Yeah. 215-592-9494.
They just win. Fritz, and that feels so good.
Fritz.
Say it, Fritz.
Fritz, your new era of just enjoying the birds.
Yeah.
You know.
Just enjoy them.
Not getting all wrapped up
don't
in the
take this for granted.
Stuff.
You know?
That's right.
I'm day 2 in my Jalen sobriety.
Yes. And
only one relapse last night.
Wow. Well, one relapse in one day.
Well, it's hard to fit. I was wondering, you know, it was the first time he had to get through an actual game.
Yes. Yep. How'd that feel?
It was good. It was good. I felt free in a way.
Yep.
And then he threw a duck that Devontae had to make a good play on, and it's like, come on, just pick it one time.
Here we go.
But anyway, it was one relapse. But other than that, I got to be honest, I hear all your happy horse bleat over there. It's great.
Kemba, you mean Spike's happy horse?
Both of
yours. Yeah.
Kevin Petullo is going to cost his team a ring. There is no doubt about it. They went back to the conservative nonsense last night, and it's the coward's draw on 3rd and 12 when you have Jalen Hurts as your quarterback, who's a $51 million quarterback. Trust him to make a play. It was a lot of cowardice last night out of this offensive coaching staff. And my big concern today, I'm glad they won. That was a great game. That was football.
That was not a great game.
That was the way football's supposed to be.
That's a great football game.
No.
But I feel way more today that this Petullo thing's still an issue. Like, the Giants game threw us off the scent a little bit. There's still something off with this offense.
You know, they're scoring 26 points a game this – well, going into last night, they were scoring 26 points a game on offense, and last year it was 26.7.
Yeah.
And it's so crazy.
What do you mean? What's off with it? No, Jalen was a little off last night.
He was.
at Lowe's. This Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
He was.
A little bit. But yeah. He chalked it up to the cold. When he needed big plays, one made big plays. But
he did.
But it was just the third and long runs again. It was a little bit of playing not to lose.
They do predate Petullo. The Coward's Draw predates Petullo.
It feels way more this year.
Does it?
It feels more this year. Does it? I mean, like, does it feel like they've done that more this year?
Yeah. Now maybe it's because we seem to be in more third and long situations.
Well, we're in a lot of third and longs.
They didn't really do that last year.
I don't know how many of those we had last year, but it seems like we're in a lot of them this year.
Well, it's because of the running game. I mean, but we'll get into it. 215-592-9494. I am going to proclaim this. Even though, and I just want everyone to know who is listening, even though a win is a win and I'm happy and they just win, that is not going to preclude me from talking about the things that aren't good enough. I'm still going to do it, but still, they won.
Well, we're truth tellers.
Well, I got to be honest. All right. 215-592-9494. Dave in Lansdale, you're on WIP. What's up, Dave?
Hey, good afternoon. I just want to react to the game, have a few points. I felt like the Eagles were afraid to take more risks and throw the ball, like first and 25, running the ball. Defense looked great against a good team. I just felt like on some plays, the Eagles were going to run the ball, and I felt like there were times the whole stadium knew they were going to run the ball, and I felt like they could have maybe kept the offense a little more balanced.
How many drives they have last night? They had 9 or 10 drives. I think they had.
Did they?
Yeah, they ran the ball 32 times, something like that, and then they passed it 26. I don't know. It felt pretty balanced to me. I don't think was the issue.
I actually thought they ran the ball too much at one point.
It wasn't overly unbalanced. It was 34 rushing attempts to 26 passing attempts, and a couple of those rushes, Jalen might have took off scrambling, but
right,
I don't know. I just
right.
felt like there were a couple times the run game got stuffed. It looked like the defensive set was, like, positioned for it, and, you know, that's just how I feel, though.
Yeah. Thank you for the call, Dave. I would say from an offensive, the thing that was disappointing was some of the things that we saw working. I don't know how many times we saw under center play action last night, which we were all so happy to see. Games ago.
I saw it, but they also went back to doing stuff out of pistol.
Lot of shotgun.
It was there. It wasn't as effective last night. I thought there were a couple plays early in that game where Saquon looked like he could have gotten a bigger game, but, you know, that's what happens in the run game. You get tripped up or a guy gets a piece of you and you don't necessarily get that free run for 20 or 30 yards. It seemed like there were a few runs early where it looked like he had the first 4 or 5 yards where it looked like, here he go, he's about to take off, and it just didn't happen.
Well, there's the one where Mailata fell down in front of him. There's the one where Micah Parsons tripped him, you know. That was another one.
That was a bad trip.
Yeah, it was a bad trip.
Get should've to the penalty called. Box.
Should have been called.
5 minutes for tripping.
215-592-9494. Corey in Columbus, you're on WIP. What's up, Corey?
Hey, man, I'm at work, so if it beep, I'm sorry. You know, I got to put that out there.
Again, I don't think it has anything to do with work.
Yeah. It do, because when I was at home yesterday, did it beep? So stay in Pennsylvania, partner. But look, hey, we got the W. Listen, I agree with y'all. You know, the defense, hey, that defense showed up, baby.
It did.
Hey, I was so close. Look, I told y'all yesterday we was going to shut them out, right? I was close. They gave them that BS pass interference call. You know what I'm saying? That helped them out to give them a little touch. That set them up for each touchdown. Because we was about to blank them. Now, look, let's talk about the offense real quick. I don't know what it is about the Packers, but we always struggle with them. Like, even in the playoffs last year, we had, like, four turnovers. We only scored, like, 17 points, 20 points. You know what I'm saying? We played them in Brazil. We turning the ball over left and right. What was that with this team? You know, why we only do that versus them? You know what I'm saying? Something with the Packers. We got to get them figured out. But I'm tired of the Saquon run up the middle. Listen to me. I love Saquon. He a great player. And I know I've complained about A.J. Brown. Last night, A.J. Brown got a reason to be upset. You know what I'm saying? Why are we future this dude? Like, what are we doing, man? Like, y'all went into the game plan last night with we going to run Saquon 28 times up the middle, up the back of Brett Toth. Like, I know he played okay versus the Giants, but damn, it ain't Jason Kelce out there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but I don't want to be negative after the win. We got the W. The loin chops is up next. Because I think we was holding back. Because, you know, we might have been looking a little bit ahead because we got them loin chops open on the grill. Yep. Hey, you know what I'm
totally
saying?
Agree.
Hey, listen, and look, Bear fans, I seen a lot of Bear fans out there trying to, you know, build alliances with us. Listen, y'all coming too. We don't want no friends. We don't want no friends. We don't want y'all. Nope.
They just want us to beat their Listen, they just want us to beat their division rival.
Yeah, they think they can win the division.
yeah, but I know what's going to happen. As soon as something, you know, come up, they're going to try to turn on us. We don't want y'all's help. Stay on that side. Beat your own. Win your own games. We'll win our game. Because y'all on the schedule, y'all going to get foot in that ass too. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, we got a W. Eat a W like Jameis Winston and Lloyd Thompson on the grill coming up. Hey, Phillip. Welcome to the team, baby. Hey, no, listen to him. Welcome back, baby. N'Kobe Dean, I see you, boy. You back. You back, baby. Hey, man, I'm hyped. You know what I'm saying? Roy Cox, y'all love
that. Secondary wasn't even an issue last night.
Nope.
At all.
No.
They had a Dwayne Jackson looking like, you know, a little bit less booty. But that's okay. You still getting up out of there. We still got Bennett. We still got Jair coming back. You still up out of there. That ain't.
We don't know what we have with Jair.
Yeah. Like we might need a Dory. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that we need to be.
I take Bennett over that dude. I don't care. But hey, positive Monday victory. I'll let y'all.
All right, Corey. Yeah, I feel like Jacorian Bennett has become the backup quarterback of the Eagles secondary.
Yeah,
everybody's so sure.
Him. Yeah, Jacorian Bennett's seen good. Him play but two games.
Yeah.
He was out there for like four snaps and they had two penalties.
Yeah. You know, the AJ thing is confounding because there's no – the whole thing where, well, they don't know how to – this is where I get mixed up with the Petullo thing. There's no – he knows he's good. Sirianni knows he's good. Everybody knows he's good. The whole, like, they're not featuring him.
Yeah.
I guess I just don't buy it.
What do you mean? No, they aren't.
Well, but there were a couple of spots. Now, he was open a couple of times, and Jalen didn't throw it to him.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I just don't. There has to be something else. There has to be, like, it has to be a decision not to throw to him, or maybe he's just not as good. It's one of the two. I just can't get to Devontae Smith is not having any trouble this year. So
he didn't get a ton of targets either.
No, but he made big plays.
Yeah.
You know, he made a couple of big plays. He had opportunities to make big plays. Mm-hmm. I feel like there needs to be a deep dive article on what the hell is going on with AJ Brown. There are enough dorks on the internet breaking down every piece of film of the Philadelphia Eagles this year to not have some dork showing me what the hell is going specifically what the hell is going on with AJ Brown.
Yeah.
Like whether he's not finishing his routes, whether he is really just not physically the guy that he used to be, whether he's being used as a decoy or something.
But he looked good against Minnesota.
He did, but it's only been fits and starts, right? It's only been a couple of times this year. It's weird. I guess I'm not saying anything specifically other than I just can't buy that the coaching staff is like, we think AJ Brown's great. Also, we're just going to choose to never throw him the ball.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm just lost on it.
I, listen, I think there's gray area there. I think what they've decided to do, and I'm not so sure I'm against it, is that they're not coming out every game trying to force A.J. the ball 14 times a game.
Sure.
They're just running their offense. And Jalen's throwing the ball to the open guy, and there's going to be times when A.J. gets the ball and he's going to be the guy. But what often happens is A.J. draws the most attention from the defense, so that allows Devontae to play single coverage or get single coverage, or he's being covered by a lesser defensive back, to where the advantage is throw the ball to Devontae. Like, I don't know. I don't know if forcing A.J. the ball is the route to go either.
Yeah, I'm not saying force him, but also with A.J., and I know it was just the Giants, but with A.J. not on the field, Devontae did great too. Yeah. And I'm not doubting that he draws attention. I'm not doubting it. But I would also say,
because on the one touchdown, he had double coverage.
Yes. And
he drew the double coverage.
Yes, he did. There was
Devontae
a safety that went over to A.J.
Exactly, yeah.
But there's a lot of great receivers in the league that still manage to catch balls.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
But I would also ask, what does the quarterback play look like trying to get that guy the ball?
Sure.
Are they turning the ball over, trying to get him the ball? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Like, and A.J.'s not 25 years old.
I just know Puka Nacua is getting the ball plenty.
Also has Devontae Adams on the other side.
Yes, but we have Devontae Smith on the other side.
Well, Devontae Adams is a Hall of Fame wide receiver that draws A.J. Brown-type coverage. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all right. And Matthew Stafford is a better passer than Jalen.
Our
offense isn't a passing per se offense.
Yep.
It just isn't. And we just.
It's never going to be.
Here's the thing I loved. A.J. sounded like he was locked in last night. He's happy the team won, and he didn't have an issue. I love that. Because that's the way it should be. Like, they won the game. Like, well, maybe Sunday is his day to catch 8 passes.
Maybe, yep.
Like, maybe that's what, I don't know.
215-592-9494. We're at Chickies and Peace in South Philly. Go where the players go. Watch all the hockey and basketball action this season for the best in-game experience at the number one sports bar in North America, Chickies and Peace. Coming up next, we will talk about that end of the game decision from Sirianni. Along with Sirianni and Petullo, I don't know who the hell it was.
Is Coach speaking today?
He is not speaking today. But we will hear what he said after the game, and we'll discuss that too. 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
on the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.